BBC News with Marion Marshall. There's been fierce fighting in Mali between the army and the rebel Islamist coalition for control of the central town of Kona. A rebel spokesman said his forces have taken control of the town. Peter Biles reports.
The Malian army hasn't commented officially on the reported loss of Kona, but eyewitnesses have said that government troops are streaming back down the main road to a military base at Sèvre. That would appear to be the last line of defence before the town of Mopti. Earlier, a spokesman for Ansar Dine, one of the rebel groups in the north, said the insurgents had taken control of Kona. If confirmed, it represents a significant push by the militants. The UN has approved plans to send 3,000 African troops to Mali to recapture the north, but they're not expected to arrive for some months.
Representatives of the Central African Republic and the rebel coalition are reported to have agreed to a temporary ceasefire to last 1 week. The rebels, who've captured large swathes of territory in the past months, have been demanding that President François Bozizé step down. Police in Pakistan say nearly 70 people have been killed in a double bombing at a crowded snooker club in the southwestern city of Quetta. The attack follows several blasts earlier on Thursday, as Aline Makboul reports.
First a bomb in the centre of Quetta that appeared to have targeted soldiers, a dozen people dead. Then an attack at a religious gathering in the Swat Valley, more than 20 killed this time. And then in the evening, there was a bombing at a snooker club in an area of Quetta where it's mainly members of Pakistan's Shia Muslim minority that live. A short while later, when journalists, emergency workers and onlookers had gathered at the site, another bomb exploded and the club building collapsed. Scores of people, mainly Shia, according to the police, have been killed.
A senior British police officer has been convicted of misconduct in public office after trying to sell information about an investigation into phone hacking to the newspaper at the centre of the scandal. Detective Chief Inspector April Casburn contacted the News of the World paper just days after police reopened an investigation into phone hacking by tabloid journalists. Rob Broomby reports.
The court heard that the former counter-terrorism officer committed a gross breach of public trust. Prosecutors said she tried to undermine a highly sensitive investigation into phone hacking by contacting a newspaper. She was said to be concerned that counter-terrorism resources were being diverted to the phone hacking inquiry. But the detective overseeing the investigation said it was totally unacceptable for an officer to leak confidential information for private gain.
President Obama has formally nominated his chief of staff, Jack Lew, as America's new Treasury Secretary. At a news conference at the White House, Mr. Obama said he wanted Mr. Lew to replace Timothy Geithner, who doesn't wish to serve a second term in the post. BBC News. Police in Central California say one person has been seriously injured in a shooting incident at a high school near Bakersfield. A spokesman from the Sheriff's Department of the town of Taft told the BBC that the gunman was a student at the school, had used a shotgun, and was in custody. Sean Collins is from Kern County Fire Department.
At approximately 9 o'clock this morning, there was an active shooter that was at Taft Union High School, which is about 20 miles west of Bakersfield, which is a bigger city here in California. Two people were shot. I don't know exactly who they were or what age they were. One has been transported by an air ambulance to a local hospital, and the other person refused any further treatment at the scene.
A senior official in Moscow has raised the possibility that Americans could be allowed to continue adopting Russian children until the end of this year, in spite of a controversial new law banning such adoptions. A spokesman for Prime Minister Vladimir Putin said that Russia had to give the U.S. 1 year's notice before it terminated the bilateral agreement regulating adoptions. His words contradict a statement by Russia's foreign ministry, which on Wednesday said the agreement had been terminated. 10 killer whales that had been trapped under sea ice in Hudson Bay off Canada's Arctic coast have been freed. Shifting ice appears to have let the whales reach open seas. Here's David Bamford.
The whales that were trapped under the ice were spotted last Tuesday by hunters from the nearby settlement of Inukiak. The local authorities called for help from the Canadian government to free them. But it seems the whales have now escaped without that help. Hunters said they were no longer there and there was now lots of open water in the area. While they were trapped, the whales had apparently been taking turns to breathe through a hole in the ice the size of a small truck.
David Bamford reporting. BBC News.